It is time now for the closing market report, and we're joined by Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. Bill, what did we see take place in the ag marketplace today?
It's a lot going on today. It was a roller coaster ride, as often is in these futures markets, starting with the beginning of the day. Quite promising, particularly in soys. One time they rallied to 23 cents from the opening last night. They reached all the way up to 1384, which I think was new highs for the move. A couple things behind that move. It was new highs. One was the tremendous buying of our beans by China, 600,000 metric tons overnight, biggest in maybe 3 months. As well, serious issues with the South American crop. It's way too dry in northern Brazil, way too wet in southern Brazil. So a good combination of supply and demand, bullish fundamentals had the market up. But they did put some rain in the forecast midday. And plus, there's a government report tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the November WASDE. People came in and took profits on the up, and so it trimmed the gains quite a bit. Still up, though, across the board. Looking at tomorrow's report, that'll be the last report of the year on our crops. Final numbers in January. Basically, looking at a 15 billion bushel corn crop and a 4 billion bushel bean crop with yields around 173 and change in the corn and 49 and change in the soys. Livestock-wise, we're looking at up day in the cattle. Was quite a bit higher at one time, a dollar higher, but still up 50. Hogs down, taking a pretty good hit down a buck and a half.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. December corn up 7.5 at 476 even. November soybeans up a quarter of a cent at 1349 even. On the Merck, December live cattle up 62 cents at 179.40. November feeder cattle up 232 at 234.55. December lean hogs down $1.40 at 71.50. December pork cutout down 42 cents at 80.97. And class 3 milk up 10 cents at 17.16. This has been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.